Welcome to Radio Jobline with your host, Scott Possessor, right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
And welcome, everybody. If it's a Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. and the Grateful Dead is playing on your radio, you're very likely listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor. We're here for you every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. And it's our job to get you a job, help you excel at your job, help you be more successful, be more persuasive, more compelling, be better at everything that you do. We bring jobs on the air. We bring volunteerism on the air. And once in a while, we have a chance to give back. And today is one of those give back shows. We're going to give three organizations an opportunity to tell you about some of the fantastic work they do for Long Island, some of the great work they do around the holidays. And with us in the studio today, we have three rock stars. We have Major James Betts. He's the General Secretary of the Salvation Army, the Greater New York Division. We have Kim Nichols. She's the Development Director for The Retreat, a very interesting organization. And we have Sister Patricia Griffith, the Executive Director of Mercy Haven. Sister Pat, I don't know if people are going to really know Mercy Haven as well as maybe the Salvation Army and so. So tell us about Mercy Haven.
I started Mercy Haven 31 years ago after working in a parish community in Bayshore and watching how the people were deinstitutionalized from the hospital. And there was a lot of tension at that time in the community about landlords who didn't know how to care for the poor. And so we became advocates, and I eventually left that job and started Mercy Haven full-time. So it's a housing agency predominantly for people who are homeless and mentally ill, with an expansion to include our veterans, to include families and children.
Okay, I'm going to read some information. Mercy Haven began in 1985 in Bayshore, Long Island, when Sisters Patricia Griffith and Kathleen Nolan joined together with a group of concerned citizens to prevent 116 residents of the Bay Bright Hotel from losing their home. Sister Pat continues to helm the organization, overseeing day-to-day operations, which 31 years later has grown to include 74 sites. Wow. Owned or rented, representing 104 housing units for over 300 individuals and families, including vets and the mentally ill, as well as support services for participants. Mercy Haven's mission is to acknowledge the dignity and potential of people who are homeless, living with mental illness, or living in poverty, providing housing, advocacy, education, and life skills development. A wonderful, wonderful organization. Very noble stuff. Let's move on to somebody everybody knows, which is the Salvation Army. We have Major James Betts. Major Jim, tell us about the Salvation Army. I'm kind of interested in the military titles, too.
Hi, Scott. Thank you so much for having me today. Well, the Salvation Army is an organization that so many people are familiar with. It's one of the most recognizable organizations truly across the world. But the thing about it is that oftentimes when you ask people, what do we do? There's oftentimes a pause. People aren't really sure. They know that we help people, and they see the uniforms. They're oftentimes familiar with the uniform, but what they don't realize is all the other things that we do. So they know about the thrift stores, they know about the Red Kettle, but they don't know that we're actually operating in 128 countries across the world. Within the greater New York area alone, there's 39 core community centers. There's about 70 actual locations of service when you count in our homeless shelters, our drug and alcohol rehab programs, and all the rest, our group homes for developmentally disabled folks. All the different things that we do, it takes on many more locations. But really, the Salvation Army started East End of London by a gentleman, Reverend William Booth, a Methodist pastor who really felt a call to the streets and to the folks who were not welcome in the traditional churches of his day. And he started what was called the Christian Mission. And then, interestingly enough, where the military thing came from, early days of the Christian Mission, they were doing an annual report. And at the top, it said, the Christian Mission, a volunteer army. And it was his son Bramwell who said, I'm no volunteer, I'm full-timer, I'm nothing. And he scratched that out and he put Salvation. We're a Salvation Army, an army for the salvation of people and for saving people. And you're our general. And I'll tell you, that image really caught fire. We're working with a whole group of folks in many ways that had no structure and no organization in their life and no real standing in society. And so to be able to allow people to wear a uniform, to have ranks, to have a clear understanding of the structure of things really made a big difference. And so as folks came into worship on a Sunday, for instance, at a Salvation Army, which most people don't know that we are actually a Christian church as well. That there was no who could dress better than the next guy. It's, mm-hmm. you know, well, my black tie is very similar to your navy blue tie. You know, mm-hmm. there was really no distinctions there. And so that military structure just worked for us, and it continues to work very, very well for us across the world. Makes us very mobile, very nimble in our reaction and in our understanding of chain of command and all of that. It just works out very well for us, both in serving folks in a church setting and then serving folks who come to us in need.
All right, we'll talk more about the programs and things that you do in a minute. And let's move over to Kim, who doesn't have any title, just Kim. but Kim Nichols, the development director from the retreat. Many people from the name of it may not know what the retreat is, so tell everybody.
The retreat is a domestic violence agency that serves Suffolk County. We have a residential shelter for emergency services. We have a 24-hour bilingual hotline. We also have a big part of what we do is counseling and advocacy. So we go to court with many of the families to help them through that. And what we've done lately is our mission is to break the cycle of abuse. So our focus is on education. And we go into many schools at all different ages and work with them about healthy relationships and healthy language and how to interact with other people. And one of the most recent things we've done is the Suffolk County Fatherhood Initiative. And we take at-risk fathers and we work with them closely to help educate them in healthy relationships with their children, with their partner. We also help them find jobs and work with them about how to dress properly, how to find a job, how to interview properly, mm-hmm. and do that through mentoring and support groups and education.
Can't avoid that job thing here on Radio Jobline. So as a matter of fact, we're going to be talking later. You might have some jobs also, some of you organizations, that are actual jobs people can apply for and they can actually call in. Let me give the call-in numbers. You can always reach us right here, folks, 631-451-1039, 631-451-1039. Not only will I give you an opportunity to speak to these three organizations, but if they have jobs that they're going to be posting and discussing with us, you can call in and talk to them right here about the job. Now, whether or not you'll get the job, that's up to them. But it's one of the rare things that you hear on radio, and you're welcome to call in 631-451-1039. So what I want to know is, it's three different organizations representing three different populations, although I think the Salvation Army probably is not just represents everyone, pretty much, but you've got a different community, and you have a different community. But are you all gearing up for the holidays? Is the holidays a special time for you?
Well, for me, it's an important time because people who are maybe disengaged from their families will feel their loneliness or mm-hmm. Maybe be a little more depressed after the holidays. So to that bundle of people that we have, which is like 300, we very much are attentive to their mental health and what might be challenges for them. Mm. Certainly they have opportunities for celebrating. They don't all live alone, so they could celebrate within their apartment communities, or we do a dinner for them. The families, we make sure that they have enough food for a celebration, and I'm sure like the other communities, you look for other people to help. So we have some assistance from schools or churches or the stores.
Mm. Very good. And Major, tell us, I mean, you must be gearing up. I know the bell ringers are out there.
Yeah, I think most people recognize Salvation Army can oftentimes be synonymous with Christmas, really. Mm-hmm. The bell ringers are everywhere. Mm-hmm. We hope they're bringing joy to the community.
Are they all volunteers? Excuse me for interrupting. Are they all?
Yeah, no, they're not.
They're not.
Interestingly enough, we have a mixture of folks. Some are volunteers. Some are cadets at our training college here in the area. And some are paid workers. And it's interesting. People say, oh, it's a shame you have to pay people to ring the bell. But I don't see it that way because at the end of the day, we hire about 175 people to ring those bells just in this greater New York area. Mm-hmm. And when someone comes to me, say a gentleman comes to me and says, well, our family's struggling, we need help for for Christmas, I can look at him and I can do one of two things. I can just put together a basket with some toys and some coats and food and hand it to him. Mm-hmm. Or I can say, you know what, if you're not working right now, how about I offer you a job for 6 weeks? Mm. And at the end of that 6 weeks, you do well by me. We'd be glad to give you a reference and help set you up to try to get a more permanent job.
Great.
And so it's more than one way to help someone. So we do have paid positions ringing those bells, and then some, of course, are volunteers.
Outstanding. And Kim, what about the holidays? Anything special?
The holidays tend to be a stressful time for people, and you can see incidents of domestic violence start to rise. When it comes to the holiday itself, most families try to stay intact, and it's right after that we see an escalation in hotline calls.
Mm.
But one of the things that we do is also help them look for jobs, and we're so grateful to a lot of area businesses like Macy's that has a part-time. They need extra holiday help. It's a great opportunity for many of our families to go in and get into the job market, and then from there, hopefully segue into full-time employment. So thank you for creating yet another opportunity. One of the big things we do is an adopt-a-family program where you call up, and we have a variety of families. We have some single dads with kids. We have single moms with kids. We have a family that's staying intact through counseling, and they just need a little extra help over the holidays. And so we sit with them and ask them their wish list. You give us a call, and we'll share that with you. We'll give you what the family looks like and what their wishes are for the holiday. And our community has been so generous in adopting these families. It's great.
Mm. You guys gave me some numbers earlier about the amount of fundraising you do, and it sounds like you're doing a fabulous job, you know, at the fundraising. How do you do it? Do you just make calls? I mean, is there an outreach campaign? Is it just a website? I'm just kind of curious as to how you get the money.
Mm. Mine's a combination. We have people who make a monthly commitment and send in a donation regularly. We have two events, a golf outing and a cocktail party that probably brings in about $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Between the two of them. People's generosity. I think it's partly being creative enough to think of ways people can connect. And I think my basic philosophy, and probably both of yours, is that people are good and people want to make a difference.
Mm.
So we have to put the need out there. I'm struck by one thing that we have in common, and that is how much need there is for education. Right? We almost miss something in the development phases of so many people, and we're making up for it, figuring out how to educate adults about their goodness and their worth and their abilities, and then making that kind of connection with people who are able to give them a chance.
Well, you know, we talk about people being good, and we like to believe that. We want to believe that. And right here on Radio Jobline, we're good people because we are having you guys on the show. And certainly, if nothing else, cleansing our spirits, but we're doing a good thing, we hope. And we want you to give a pitch for volunteerism. I mean, this is something that I'm very surprised at, because there are many unemployed people that very often are sitting in their homes and rotting. They're not even really job hunting. They've almost given up on the search and don't even believe anymore they can get a job. So they pull in their horns and they're doing what they can to survive. But I always tell people, get out there, volunteer, do something. Even that can go on your resume, that you're a volunteer for the retreat or the Salvation Army or any of the three organizations. It's a job. You don't get paid for it, but it's still a job. You're still working. Mm-hmm. You're still developing skills. You're still refining skills, meeting new people, adding to your network. So anybody that says volunteering has a downside, I'd like to know what it is. I don't see a downside to volunteering, but let's make a pitch. I'll let all three of you make a pitch for what you need, what sort of volunteers you might need, and how people can get in touch with you and get involved. Start with you, Pat.
Well, because we're creating homes for people, it's very basic. It's ability to help people write a resume, job search. It's taking the expertise you have had in your own life and sharing it. Mm. I think of parents who are the at-home parent and all that they know about taking care of a home, feeding children, living within a budget. It's a natural gift, and if we could just connect people, I think it's a great moment. So I think anything around house, home, children, or professional people who can help assist us with people to learn how to deal with the mental illness.
Mm, very interesting. Okay. Now, let's say people want to learn more about how they can get involved with your organization and so on. Is there a website?
Yes, it's www.mercyhaven.org, and we have a part-time volunteer coordinator, Pat Spiegel, and she can be reached at 631-277-8300.
I'm going to ask you for that number again in the second segment, too. We want to make sure we get the numbers right. And Major, tell us, what sort of volunteers are you looking for volunteers? And if so, what are you looking for, and how can people get involved?
Oh, my word. We have thousands of volunteers engaged every year, and we could not do what we do without them. Mm-hmm. I think it's so important that when people are volunteering, it's important to point this out, that oftentimes we see them really doing what they do as a volunteer and then realizing, you know what, they might be a great member of our staff.
Mm-hmm.
And so, or someone from the outside will come by, one of our bell ringers who just seems to have just a joy and an enthusiasm about what they're doing. They oftentimes will come and get in touch with me and say, hey, I'd like to learn more about so-and-so out at this location because they have just lit up that whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads to jobs.
Mm.
And so volunteer opportunities can really make a difference. Within the Salvation Army, it can be everything from can you paint a wall to can you teach math to a child after school, or can you teach music? The Salvation Army is the second largest provider of music education in the country, second only to public schools. Well, we need music teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Our founder said, teach a kid to blow a horn, he'll never blow a safe.
Mm.
It makes a real difference. We need people working in our group homes. We need people working in our shelters. We need people helping to teach nutrition or to teach financial literacy or any number of things, of course, to ring the bell. With our rehab services, we have a need for folks within those helping us really run a business. Mm-hmm. As it relates to our thrift stores and generating income for that program. So if you can think of it, the Salvation Army can use it in some way or another.
All right. So how do we get to get involved? Is there a website or something?
Best way is through the website, salvationarmyny.org.
Okay. And they'll see the right guidance to get to where
Absolutely.
They have to be. Okay. Terrific. And if you, Kim, would tell us what you're looking for.
You know, I talked about our Adopt a Family program, which the community is so generous, but the reality is if we could sustain that all year, it would make a difference.
Mm.
The families that we take care of tend to come with the clothes on their back.
Mm-hmm.
It's an emergency situation, and they have needs, simple needs for toiletries, clean underwear.
Right.
I mean, we have a wish list on our website, a rolling suitcase as they start their life again.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big list on our website, which is theretreatinc.org.
Mm-hmm.
We're also always looking for volunteers. We run a thrift store, which is another way where we increase revenues for our clients.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need volunteers there. We have volunteers that come in to help with child care. We do a lot with resume writing and helping people become financially independent by finding a job.
Mm. Well, let's talk about the job part for a minute. You know, I don't often do this, but I'm going to do it since we're giving back on today's show. Probably there aren't that many people that know more about finding a job than I do. If you would like me to come down and talk to your people or talk to your organizations, I'll say it right here live on the radio. I'm willing to do that on my own time. This I can give them a lot in terms of all the tricks that are and the high technology ways of finding a job today. And I'm happy to do it. So if you're listening and you need help, you can call me right now, 631-451-1039. You can call the organizations too. But if you would put that together for me, I'd be happy to come down and talk to your organizations and just give them the benefit of what I've learned on 27 years of doing this.
You're on.
Okay. Absolutely.
That's right.
Three S's.
We have a program that's called Breakthrough, and it's a 24-session education program for people who are homeless.
Mm.
And it's done by professional people coming in, creating community among the 20 or so participants. They get a stipend for coming. They have to go to 22 of the 24 classes to graduate.
Mm-hmm.
But part of it is resume writing, how do you job search.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be very helpful.
Yeah, it's so much has changed nowadays. People think that you just answer a post on Indeed and you're done, but you're not done. Now that such a thing as LinkedIn is involved, I have job hunters answering those posts, but then they're not done. They're connecting with people that work at that company. They're asking for a leg up. They're asking for an introduction. They're going through their own networks, meeting people that work at that company, so they're not going in cold. They're not a stranger. And this is what companies don't like, is when they get a candidate, nobody knows them, He's just coming in from a resume. It's cold. No introduction. They have a harder time getting a job. So LinkedIn is making a big difference, and that's one of my messages that I would give you. So we'll talk more about that, you know, when the time gets closer and the classes make sense and so on. I do want to say, if all three of you would just give your websites one more time before we go to the break. Go ahead, Kim.
TheRetreatInc.org.
Okay. And Jim?
SalvationArmyNY.org.
Okay. And if you would, Pat?
MercyHaven.org.
Okay. You're listening to Radio Jobline with Scott Possessor. We're here for you every Saturday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Today is a kind of a I wanted it to be an upbeat and fun show, but it's serious because all three of these organizations have serious needs, and the people that are their populations are seriously in need of help. So it's turning a little serious, but the fact is that's what it is. We need people to respond and get involved. So you've got the websites. It's all up to you folks. We're going to be talking a lot more in the second half about the specific programs and services that these organizations provide. If you'd like to speak to us, you can call 631-451-1039. If you have an idea for Radio Jobline, you can write to me. It's scott@linewsradio.com. That's scott@linewsradio.com. We're going to be right back after the news update. Wild folks see.